This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver shelters badly need Spanish-speaking workers. That's according to Mayor Mike Johnston, who says the city must fill about 150 paid jobs. In a press conference yesterday, Johnston noted several hundred migrants have arrived in Denver since Thanksgiving.
We also, as you know, have tried to not discharge families into cold weather in the midst of this moment. And so these next cohort of workers that are going to come in and help us are the ones that are making sure we are supporting those most in need in the times of the holidays.
A hiring fair Friday at the Wellington Webb building will get applicants set up to start work as soon as possible. Jobs pay up to $32 an hour. Relatives who knew or feared their loved ones were among the 190 abandoned remains found in a Penrose funeral home watched in person for the first time yesterday as the owners of the business appeared before a judge. John and Carrie Halford are accused of abuse, stealing, laundering money, and forging documents. Investigators discovered dozens of stacked remains in October. Some had death dates as far back as 2019. The Halfords were arrested in Oklahoma and appeared in court yesterday in Colorado Springs. Monarch Mountain Ski Resort in Salida opens for the season today. Preparations include packing the snow, pushing piles, and grooming the slopes. Four lifts and around 30 trails will open, with the rest to come later. It's among several ski resorts opening this week, including Buttermilk and Ski Granby Ranch. The majority of the remaining resorts in Colorado still to open are targeting mid-December. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Fresh Air is up next, and when the show starts, we'll hear from a filmmaker and her new documentary. It looks at efforts to end taxation on menstrual products and reduce stigma about periods.